Hi, the People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
Hey, what's up, People's Playlist?
Hi, People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
The People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
I love the People's Playlist.
Hello, and welcome to the People's Playlist, the show where I choose a theme and you all call in songs to fit that theme. I'm Russ, and I'll be your host for the next hour. So today's theme is pre-covers, songs before they were famous. Now, this is a tough one because there were a lot of factors to consider, and it got a little confusing, but basically I was thinking about songs like I Will Always Love You, which was a monster hit for Whitney Houston in 1992, but many people didn't realize it was actually a cover of a Dolly Parton song from 1973. So I wanted to showcase those original songs, like Dolly Parton's, before they became the versions we know and love. You guys called in a bunch of awesome requests and made the show super fun, and I think you'll be surprised how many songs you love were actually covers. So this show is jam-packed, so let's just get to our first request, which is also the most requested song of the show.
Hey, People's Playlist, this is Dave from Atlanta, calling from Indiana. Song I would like to request for pre-covers is one of the first songs that I tried to cover back in the day, but I didn't realize until very recently that that version that I was covering was itself a cover. So I would like to request the original 1964 version of Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. Thanks.
People's Playlist, this is California Mike, and pre-covers, that's a great topic, and I have got a great choice. I would like to hear Hard to Handle, which of course was a number one hit for the Black Crowes, but I would like to hear the original version by the legendary Otis Redding. Thanks a lot.
Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. Give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes, around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm so hard to hell and I, yes sir, I am.
Hi, People's Playlist. This is Tony Bevilacqua, and I'm calling to hear Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves, which most people think is a Blondie song. Thanks, People's Playlist.
I'm in the phone booth. There's the one across the hall.
I Love Rock and Roll, not by Joan Jett, but in fact by The Arrows.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. Her name, that don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah, me.
Thank you. and she was with me, yeah, me. And we were moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me, singing.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Tomas in San Francisco, and I would love to hear the original of Self Control, you know, Laura Branigan's hit. It was released the same year by Raff.
See?
Okay, that was our first set. We started off with Gloria Jones doing Tainted Love, which apparently didn't do very well when it came out in 1965, but a British DJ started playing it in 1973 and it gained some popularity, so Miss Jones re-recorded it in 1975 with her boyfriend Mark Bolan from T-Rex, but it flopped until Soft Cell covered it in 1981. Then after that was Otis Redding doing Hard to Handle, which was released after Redding's death in 1967, and was covered by many artists including Tom Jones, The Grateful Dead, Toots and the Maytals, and of course The Black Crowes in 1990. Then after that was The Nerves doing Hanging on the Telephone, which was recorded in 1976 for the band's only release, which then went nowhere until Blondie covered it 2 years later. Then The Arrows doing I Love Rock and Roll, written in 1975 as a response to the Rolling Stones' It's Only Rock and Roll But I Like It. The song made the band popular enough to give them a weekly TV series in the UK, which caught Joan Jett's eye, and she actually recorded a version with the Sex Pistols in 1979 before redoing it in 1981 with the Blackhearts. Then after that was Raff doing Self Control, and both Raff and Laura Branigan's versions were released in 1984, with Laura's version hitting number one in Germany and Raff's hitting number one in Italy at the same time. So I thought that was pretty cool. Now let's just get to our next set.
Hey, People's Playlist, this is Jennifer from New Hampshire, and I'd like to hear Hound Dog as performed by Big Mama Thornton. She performed it first, not Elvis, darn it, and it's awesome. Thanks.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high cap, but I can see through. She told me you was hot, man, but I just see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You just old hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail. Here it was.
Russ from the People's Playlist. First thing I thought of when I heard the theme for this week, I thought of the unofficial Washington State song, Louie Louie, best known by the Kingsmen in 1963, but the original was by Richard Berry and the Pharaohs in 1957. Much better harmony, I think.
I sail the ship all alone. I never think I'll make it home. Louie, Louie, well, me gotta go. Louie, Louie, me gotta go. 3 nights and days, me sail the sea. Me think of girl constantly. On the ship, I dream she there. I smell the rose in her hair. Louie, Louie, me gotta go. Well, Louie, Louie, me gotta go. Me see Jamaica moon above. It won't be long. Me see me love. Me take her in my arms and then I tell her I never leave again. Louie, Louie, well, me gotta go.
Hey, People's Playlist, Matt New Hampshire here, calling in for Before They Were Famous. And it's the song I'm thinking of is I Think We're Alone Now, which Tiffany popularized when I was a young lad, although I was preferential to the Weird Al version, I Think I'm a Clone Now. But recently I saw that movie 10 Cloverfield Lane, and I heard the Tommy James and the Shondells version. I thought, wow, this is cool and creepy. So that's what I'm calling to request. I Think We're Alone Now, original version by Tommy James and the Shondells. Thanks.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
salt your tears. So afraid and full of fears. So glad you saved me, dear. Drowning in the sea of love, going down for the third time. You came and saved me, dear.
Saved me, dear.
All the sweet things you've been doing, I ain't never been used to them. Don't ever stop them, dear.
Stop them, dear.
Oh, I'm thankful every day,
ooh,
that you came away.
Was our second set. We started it off with Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog, which was written and recorded in about a half hour in 1952, and has been covered by hundreds of artists, though Elvis Presley's version from 1956 is known best, obviously. Also was written by Lieber and Stoller, who go on to write songs for Elvis personally. After that was The Strangeloves doing I Want Candy. That was my request. It was a minor hit in 1965, but Bow Wow Wow's 1982 version became a club hit, even though they only recorded it because they were pressured to by their manager. After that was Richard Berry doing Louie Louie, originally recorded in 1955, and has been covered over 1,600 times, though most people know the Kingsmen's version from 1963 with the, quote, controversial version as the standard. After that was Tommy James and the Shondells doing I Think We're Alone Now, which was a modest hit in 1967 and was covered by a few artists until a 16-year-old Tiffany performed it at malls across America in 1987. Then my second request, which was Freddie Scott doing You Got What I Need, which was recorded in 1968, and then Biz Markie used it for his 1989 hit Just a Friend. Not quite a sample, not quite a cover, but I had no idea of its origin, and it's a great song, so that was my request. Now let's go into our last set.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Tomas in San Francisco, and I would love to hear the original version of Always Something There to Remind Me, which was released 20 years before Naked Eyes covered it.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is
always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night.
Ooh.
can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Should find you miss the sweet and tender love we used to share. Just come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. Love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Never love another, baby. I never will forget you, baby.
Before Rod Stewart hit the subways, Tom Waits gave us a little tune on an album I like to howl with sometimes called Rain Dogs while I'm waiting for a downtown train. Thank you.
Outside another yellow punched a hole in the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full of all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and they scatter like. Have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you. We'll be right back.
Hi, People's Playlist. Mike from Burbank. I'd like to request a song that is iconic in its association with Jimi Hendrix, but is in fact a cover song. That song was done originally by Bob Dylan, and that song is All Along the Watchtower. Thanks, People's Playlist.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Hey, People's Playlist, this is Alex, and I would like to request a song that I had no idea was a cover. And so the covered version is Step On by the Happy Mondays, which I love. And the original song was called He's Gonna Step On You Again by John Congos. And I YouTubed it, and it's just a strange song to begin with, but I love the original, but I also love the cover. So there you go. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Dave from Atlanta, calling from Indiana. For pre-covers, I would like to request Leon Haywood's 1975 funk skit, I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, People's Playlist. It's Rob from Long Island, and this may be a little too obvious, but I'd like to hear Come On, Feel the Noise by Slade. But if that's already been done, how about Mama, We're All Crazy Now, also by Slade? Or if Two Quiet Riots are too much for you, how about... Actually, that's all I got.
Baby, baby, baby!
Kick-ass way to go out, huh? I mean, that's that song, you can't help but just get energized when you listen to it, huh? No matter which version you hear.
We started that set off with Lou Johnson doing There's Always Something There to Remind Me, which was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David in 1963, originally for Dionne Warwick to sing, which she later did cover, but the Naked Eyes version from 1983 is the most popular. I had no idea it was a cover, and I remember hearing the original on an episode of Mad Men, and it blew my mind. After that was Tom Waits doing Downtown Train, written by Waits in 1985, but Rod Stewart's cover became a smash hit in 1989. Then Bob Dylan doing All Along the Watchtower from 1967, and Hendrix's version came out 6 months later in 1968, and Dylan started playing that version live and has been quoted as saying, "I like Jimi Hendrix's record of this, and ever since he died, I've been doing it that way. Strange how when I sing it, I always feel it's a tribute to him in some kind of way." So, pretty cool. After that was John Congos, with a K, doing He's Gonna Step On You Again, which came out in 1971, and the Happy Mondays cover from 1990 actually samples the original. Then an interesting one, Leon Haywood doing I Wanna Do Something Freaky To You, which was a hit for Leon in 1975 and gained notoriety for Dr. Dre's sample of it in Nothing But a G Thang in 1992. And then Slade doing Come On Feel the Noise with a Z, which was a hit in the UK in 1973, and then 10 years later Quiet Riot's producer convinced the band to record a cover of it, but the band hated it so much they decided to perform it as badly as possible to make it unreleasable, but the first take became the band's first hit single. And that'll do it for pre-covers, songs before they were famous. I hope you all enjoyed it. It's a really fun one, I thought. You can hear this and past episodes at thepeoplesplaylist.podbean.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for The People's Playlist. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist. Or also on Twitter, @peeps_playlist. And of course, The People's Playlist hotline is always 626-782-5478. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.